Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check that out when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, and including a brand new video that's up. It's going to be up today, and so check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got Steve Forbes with us, folks. Steve's a great friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, and one of the great leaders of our time, as far as I'm concerned, the co-author of How Capitalism Will Save Us, the chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. Last week, it was very ironic to me that in the week of the second anniversary of Obamacare, which the Patients Protection and Affordability Care Act, I've forgotten, it had such a weird regular name that they never could come up with a good alternative name for it. It became branded Obamacare, and now the Obama people are calling it Obamacare, Steve.
Well, they do it for shorthand.
Yeah.
it's amazing thing is, no Democrat politician uses the words Obamacare if he or she can avoid it.
If they can avoid it.
It's poison.
But the irony is that on the second anniversary of that bill being signed into law, as a result of 26 attorneys general suing against its unconstitutional, its constitutionality, the Supreme Court heard it. Not a record, but a long number of hours of testimony, six or so over 3 days on four or five different issues. That was a very ironic week last week, and one of the most interesting ones to me in the first term of Obama's first term. Steve, what do you think?
Well, it was astonishing, and if 2 years ago, if somebody had predicted that that it would get to the Supreme Court and they would take it seriously,
right?
They would have thought you were cuckoo. No Democrat thought the courts would do anything to it, especially on the Supreme level. And you could tell from the questioning, very, very serious doubts about it. Even Sotomayor asked some pretty tough questions on it. And who knows what these guys will do, but it looks like at least the individual mandate's going to go out. And if that goes out, the whole bill may go out. Because
right.
as Scalia said, he said, why in the world should we have to go through 2,700 pages and craft a new bill?
Mm-hmm.
You know, heck, Congress didn't even read the 2,700 pages.
Well, exactly.
It's amazing.
That's exactly right, and it was interesting to hear how animated the justices were on this issue, and how specific they were, and how, as you say, even some of the ones who weren't some of the conservative judges, some of the liberal judges, seemed to have some thoughts. I thought Ginsburg tipped her hand in terms of how she feels about her role in as on the Supreme Court. I mean, she's clearly an activist judge. She doesn't. I don't
yes.
think she has the same regard for the Constitution as I do. Steve, what do you
no.
think?
No, she takes seriously all this international law baloney that you know, if it's a law in another country, we should be willing to apply it here, and that kind of nonsense.
Or if things aren't fair here in America, we can just change the Constitution to make it fair.
Yeah, she's a real throwback to an era where Constitution was seen as an obstacle to progress.
Mm-hmm.
That if bright people could get in office, they could fix everything. Well, one thing Obama's demonstrated is one thing they can't fix is health care.
Right. Well, is that your prediction that they'll find that the individual mandate, which is the thing that binds it all together and actually is the only thing left on the whole program that funds the thing to any degree, that if they throw that out, that'll, so you're predicting they will throw that out?
I think they will. They could do several decisions. They could vote, and I think they'd get an almost unanimous one, or certainly 7-2, to throw the individual mandate out. Maybe the rest of the bill you might get a 5-4 decision either way. But I think this thing is limping right now.
Well, let's talk about the politics of this now. What do you think would happen if it turns out that he did have a bad week last week and things did not go in his favor, Obama, I'm talking. What do you think that will do to the race?
Well, what it does is gives both candidates, both Romney, assuming he's their GOP nominee, and Obama, a chance to reframe their campaigns. And in the case of Romney, since he did the individual mandate in Massachusetts, I think he'd be delighted to have this thing removed from the table,
right,
and not have to explain it anymore.
Right.
But that's going to put a special burden on him to come up with a new alternative to Obamacare, such as nationwide shopping for insurance and the like.
We already have those plan. Things are already known. Those they've already been proposed, haven't they?
They have. So what he has to do is stitch them together.
Yep.
Into a free market, a safety net, free
right.
market plus safety net proposal.
Right.
He does that.
Grow HSAs. Grow the educate
yep.
people more on HSAs. You and I both are proponents of HSAs.
Yep.
Health savings accounts.
Exactly. And on the for Obama, what he his likely reaction initially would be petulant, you know, and rail against the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
But what it does do, if he has half a brain and put his ideology aside, is say he respects the court. And he's going to come up with a new proposal to help
yeah.
the American people and just put it behind him. And thank God the Supreme Court got that albatross off his neck.
Steve, hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to talk about the economy, Steve's ideas on how the economy is going for the rest of this year after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.